So what other methods would you see for providing authenticity and for or being authentic?
I think the other common one that companies will turn to, of course, is getting some degree of third-party commentary. And I'm not talking about third-party verification of facts and reports and what PricewaterhouseCoopers and KPMG do and all that kind of thing. If that's worth the money to you, then that's one of the things that you do. But in terms of key audiences and whether they believe something or not, then having trusted third parties who have had the time and the incentive, presumably, to look carefully at what the company's doing and to talk to them and then to give their own reflections, good and bad. And to be given the space to do that. That generally plays pretty well as well. And, it's interesting, isn't it? It's by no means a perfect system. The things that people feel would go into a perfect system tend to be very audit-driven, but actually, when it comes to wider audiences, they don't really trust the auditors either. But what they do trust is people they feel they know. And that's very easy to abuse as a process. But of course, if you deliberately manipulate and abuse people's trust and get caught out, then the consequences of that are much worse than if you hadn't bothered in the first place. So there is a role, I think, for third parties who are seen as trusted figures by particular audiences, whether they be heads of charities that are set up for a particular issue, whether they are public figures, even celebrities if they've got some profile that
That
is
is
about
relevant.
issues, right? Relevant, absolutely. Then I do think there's a place for that. But of course, it is not a perfect system, and you could easily envisage how that might be abused in the short term.
Indeed.
I think you get caught out in the medium term, though.
Yeah, what goes around comes around, and you reap what you sow.
Certainly in the internet, social media age, I think you definitely
People
do.
will find you out. Certainly agree with that. I think.
I think the other thing that provides authenticity is when people not only are admitting that, something has gone the wrong way this year, but actually seek to engage their audiences with problems that they face that they haven't yet worked out how to solve. And they talk about the journey that they're on and some of the issues that, they are confronting and where they've got to. Because if you're very smart in how you do that, what you can do is you can recruit your audience to be your collaborator in solving a mutual problem. And certainly, you look at companies, I mean, for instance, SABMiller, I think, have done this very well, where they've used the Guardian Business website as a particular thing because one of their audiences, very knowledgeable, engaged, environmentally minded citizens, certainly congregates around that area. And rather than going to that space and saying, "Here we are, we're SABMiller, this is our report, what do you think about us?" They've gone to them and said, "Water is an absolutely key issue that, obviously affects our business. We don't have all the answers. Governments don't have all the answers. Campaigners don't have all the answers. Maybe we can exchange some information and some ideas in this neutral space and look at what each of us can do and what each of us can learn." And I think that's worked very well for them because it shifts the focus a little bit from the company as the star, the company as the centre of the universe, and puts it into a position where there are sustainability issues and the company is one of the actors, one of the beneficiaries of environmental services, one of the creators of environmental consequences alongside the rest of society.
And Unilever's approach is quite similar to that, mobilising its
Absolutely.
customers, because it realised the customers have the biggest impact through use
Absolutely.
of its products in
Absolutely.
terms of its net impact on environment and so on.
Yes. And obviously that's a game that has the most appeal for companies that are very, very consumer facing and can influence the way their customers behave in some way, shape or form because of the nature of the relationship. And there's a lot of companies who don't fit that criteria. But I do think it's about occasionally stepping aside from the view that it's all about the company and it's all about it.
And you've got to have all the answers.
Absolutely.
Because I think the engagement piece is very much a thing of the current times. But I think the AA1000 approach is something that I find generally is much easier to understand than, say, the GRI, if I'm sort of dashing in and trying to grasp what's going on. And I get reassurance from seeing that companies have actually talked to their stakeholders and pulled out what the key issues are. And so they become much more focused. And again, Centrica, I think, do this very well, where they actually talk about what they ask them, how they ask them, and what the stakeholders said. And so that level of openness, to me, then says, this is a company that's focusing on the right things. It's validated that it's going in the right direction. And like you say, even if it hasn't come up with its own agenda of issues to fix, knowing that they're easily fixable.
I think that's right. It also depends who the audience is as well, of course. Because, I mean, if you see that your audience is a sort of a significant investor contingent, many of them are going to want to know that kind of process has been gone through. I wouldn't necessarily slap that in front of direct customers who are more interested in what are the issues and what are you doing about them, or what are the issues and how do they affect me. And the danger is always that you put so much stuff into these reports that actually audiences get confused, because there's a whole bunch of stuff that isn't for them that they have to wade through to get to the stuff that is for them. And the skill in this is being clear about your audiences and what they actually want, and making sure that, you know, people can bury down and find the detail that they may want without putting off the people who actually want to know the stories.
Yeah.
Because how you talked to your stakeholders is not that interesting to me as a consumer. Me as an investor or as a campaigning NGO or a CSR busybody who wants to commentate on whether your process was a good one, absolutely I want to know those things. And I probably don't want to see the fluffy stories, thank you very much. And being clear about what you're doing for which audiences and what their journey is from the starting point to where it is that they're actually going to be engaged, that is a bit that I find people are still not doing as well as they could.